I don't play this thing.
Yeah.
No. I ain't got it hooked up. She'll play something for you.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit of dust.
Well, that ain't nothing but soul there. Now you sit right down and play.
You're on your way to rehearsal?
Yeah.
You play the bass?
Well, yeah. Tomorrow I'm playing with Lucio De Castro at the Navy Pier.
How long have you lived in the building?
For 5 years now.
Uh-huh.
I used to live in the other apartment above Calhoun, but it burnt. I mean, it didn't really burn, but I had a lot of smoke damage. I had holes in the roof, so I had to move, and I hated it because I had a 2-month-old baby. So this one is better here, but we still don't know if we're going to stay anyway. So we're very much in limbo, wondering where we're going to be the next month.
Have they told you you have to move?
Not yet, but they haven't told us anything. They said that all we know is what comes with the intermezzo. In the intermezzo, we have read that the building has been sold. We don't really know who it's been sold to. We haven't had any letters notifying us of anything. And we have called the realty, the management company, and they said that they hadn't heard about nothing, that they had heard rumors to that the building had been sold, but they know nothing about it.
Mm.
It's very strange. To us, they're trying to let us know as little as possible so that we can react as little as possible. Since as union members, we have no rights, because we have asked them. You know, when they did the editorial in the local union paper about selling the building, we told them that the information that they gave was not fair because they were talking about property on Drexel, and only the musicians on the south side could refer to property on Drexel as a musician's building. Most white musicians who live on the north side know nothing about a musician's building because it was part of the black culture here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have asked them to write an article in the Intermezzo explaining what property on Drexel was. It was a musician's building that had been bought a long time ago by the Black Union. It had been a cultural institution in this neighborhood for now over 30 years, 35 years. They refused us, that's right. They said, oh, you know, we can't let everybody speak.
Mm.
We said, oh, cool. So we started going to other media.
Yeah. What makes it a cultural institution?
Well, the fact that only musicians live here. Like, people in the neighborhood know that when they pass in front of the building, there's often music that they hear. Not this morning, obviously, everybody's doing something else. When you have a gathering of artists in a special, concentrated in a special neighborhood, it changes the neighborhood. Hyde Park used to be a highly artistic neighborhood, which it is not anymore because the people in Hyde Park are very, might say, conservative, and they want to keep the neighborhood with people who have money. Artists bring a totally different kind of vibes. Usually they don't have a lot of money, but they have advanced ideas. They don't usually live like other people. And when they are black, and if even white, actually, I think the great artists have always been some kind of revolutionary in their minds. If you read Gauguin's book on social order, it is something that is still totally revolutionary today. So people don't want that in their neighborhood. So in Hyde Park, there used to be a lot of clubs in Hyde Park. There used to be the Beehive. Charlie Parker would come play here. Now they have no clubs, strangely enough. Do you live in the Hyde Park?
No, I don't.
You can't go hang out nowhere in Hyde Park, except two sleazy bars, and 3 o'clock in the morning, there was really nothing happening. But it makes it, I think that artist changes, but you know, it's very different if you live in a steel mill neighborhood, or in an artist neighborhood, or in a gay neighborhood. Everything, as they all have their different lifestyles. So I think it makes it cultural. Music is is an art, and it's what makes a culture. So from then on, I would believe it has a special cultural meaning.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm French. Mm-hmm. I came in this country in 72.
Oh.
And I used to play with Sugar Blue a lot. I recorded with them. And that's what brought me to Chicago, because I was playing the blues. And I actually wanted to operate the bridge between playing blues and playing jazz. So when I came here, I only played blues. And little by little, I drifted to jazz. Though I had studied in New York, well, I used to live in New York before, was a very great jazz guitar player named Ted Dunbar.
Hmm.
So it's not like it was totally new, but it was new in the playing.
Mm-hmm. Did, besides the contribution to the community, within the building, you must all help each other along?
We do on certain levels, yeah, definitely. Like when I left, I went to see my family last month, which happens once every 3 years. People at my keys to water the plant, Eddie Calhoun at my bass, Eddie Calhoun at the keys of my car in case it had to be moved. In a way, it is a community, because like when I come back at 4 o'clock in the morning, I feel safe. There's always somebody, there's always a light on somewhere. Very often we meet any other musicians who are coming back. Are you playing tonight? Where were you? It's very different than if you live in another kind of building. I used to live on the north side before, and one day I just laid my dolly for my amp outside. For 5 minutes, it was gone. Here, I could leave my bass. Nobody in the building would touch it. As a matter of fact, they'd take it in the house to make sure that it's safe. So on this level, I would regret the building and the community, the people around. If I'd had something to do, I could always leave her somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is a special building. This is very true, and it's a special building.
Mm-hmm. So you think that you'll end up moving?
Well, no idea. I've been asking the janitor yesterday. He said, oh, no, they won't make you move. Now I can change it.
Okay.
No. They won't make you move. I said, I don't know nothing. They so just tricky and underhanded that we don't know. They may tell us we can stay, but raise the rent to $500. That's about the same to me as having to move. Right now, I cannot pay $500 rent,
mm-hmm.
You know? So I have no idea. I'm kind of doing a funny thing with my rent, kind of withholding it, but still paying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strange thing. If I have to, you know, we still, I think all of us is thinking of somewhere in our minds of another place in case we have to move to have somewhere to fall on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially I have a little baby here, so it's a little different. And when I first got here, I had nothing, you know. I didn't have furniture. I had my bass, my amp, and stuff like that, but I didn't have all this stuff to move. I have no idea.
You know,
this is what the problem is, that we have no idea. We call and they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like as tenants, we have the right to know. But then as union members, we have the right to know because we pay our dues to this union and the union don't do nothing for us. I mean, we don't get gigs from them. Even if we had a union gigs, we didn't get paid. They cannot really get the money for us. So,
okay. Yeah, I've got them.
And those are important. Yeah. It's difficult here. The nastiest fire smoke. It's gonna be nice. If we stay. Hey, Caesar. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
See, this is my family.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'll take...
Hey, little Betty.
The little niglet, as Sugar calls her, a niglet. You know what's a niglet?
No, I'm going my first season.
What?
So when you came here, it was more in its heyday, maybe?
Oh, I think its heyday was even earlier. But it was better than when the now, and the rent was cheaper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that why you came, because the rent was cheaper, or also because of the other musicians?
Both reasons, and also because it was time to leave the other place that I was living. Mm-hmm. So I applied. I talked to the fellows down at the union, with them, Mr. Samuels. And he said, come on, you know, I've been trying to get in before, but they were filled up.
What are the advantages of living in a building with other musicians?
The advantages for me are mainly that you get to practice without being disturbed and without disturbing anyone.
Mm-hmm. Do you practice a lot at home?
Quite a lot. Oh, between 4 to 8 hours a day.
Do you get to play with the others, too, in the building?
I have. Not all of the others. Mm-hmm. But I have played with the others, but now, since I'm playing mostly with my own group, I don't get as much of a chance to play with the others, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have in the past, like Eddie and John Young, people like it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll be moving now?
I hope not.
So you're going to wait until they tell you have to, if they tell you?
I'm going to, it's decided, and they... I don't want to wait until I'm shoved against them all. Mm-hmm. Which is why I think some people are leaving, you know, because they're afraid of that happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has this been a place for people who might otherwise not have found what, at least as good a place? What has made this a better place to live for musicians than a place down the block?
Well, mainly that the rent has been reasonable,
mm-hmm.
and that it's been a place where you could practice your music, mm-hmm. and also you could share common interests,
mm-hmm.
with other musicians, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's become kind of a central place. So all the musicians that I do with know where this is, you know, so they don't have any trouble finding you.
Mm-hmm. So do people stop by looking for somebody just to jam with?
Well, more to work with than to jam with. Mm-hmm.
So if they need a bass player, a vibe player, they know they can come here and walk around the building and find somebody?
Well, they do. They pretty much have in mind. I mean, see, there's people of all levels of experience and achievement in the building. Mm-hmm. And after you've been out here a while, you pretty much know who you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
So if you call over here, you know who you're going after. But this is also not only a convenient place to practice, it's also a convenient place to rehearse.
Hmm.
given that you have the room, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the neighbors don't mind if they hear music coming from upstairs or out the window.
Not during the day or the early evening, but the neighbors, as are the other people in the building, are just regular people, and they have their interests and everything else. And you wouldn't practice at 2 o'clock in the morning, just as you wouldn't anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. You probably got the history of the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.